Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Rolling?
We is.
All right. You sure you have that on, Phil?
It's on.
Okay. It's rolling?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. Make sure. I can restart this thing.
Yeah, I can see either it's a heart monitor.
What, the screen that you're looking at now?
Yeah, yeah. I would yell,
can you,
Phil
why
would freak
the
out
because
Phil's
like
wearing
now?
Headphones right now. So if I yell right now, I'll be like, ah!
Go ahead, do it.
No, I'm good.
Do it! No. Fucking scream!
Ah! Oh, yeah, it's working.
Okay, good.
So I got like a big angelfish.
This is the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Angelfish.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
Hey.
Let's start with Pam's house.
Okay.
When are you going to clean that?
This weekend, maybe?
I say kill it with fire.
This weekend, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm very
the
busy.
Mealworms, the infestation, yeah, the maggot-like creatures crawling around.
But for her, it's company.
Right.
Let me get some snacks.
I love how even the maggots are like, it's way too dirty on the floor, so we got to fucking hang up here on the ceiling.
Yeah, let's go to the ceiling.
This is the part that I just don't understand. On our last vacation, I cleaned the entire kitchen.
She did tell me that, yeah.
Spick and span.
But hey. It's not that. So these things, because I had them in my house, yeah. And like I'm a clean freak.
Oh, yeah.
They just, you know, they get into your grains, they get into your cereals, and then that's it.
Yep.
That's all I eat, too, is greens.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very healthy.
You
conscious.
Have maggots and moths in your body
yeah,
right
healthy
now.
Conscious. I'm surprised they went
Dear
to your
yawn,
house.
Maybe a moth will fly out.
Right? Yeah.
There it goes.
Choke yep. you.
Pam's little Air Force over there. My minions will get you, the moths.
Pam's gonna go pour a bowl of like frosted flakes. He's gonna be all like dead moths.
Right.
But they haven't been moths yet. Like they're still just
they're
creepy.
Still
crawling.
In the early
in the,
stage.
In the larva
yeah.
Stage.
So
yeah.
Look up on Google, Indian whatever the fuck they are.
Indian
oh, yeah,
mealworm.
See if
mealworm.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, you're gonna read stuff that's gonna freak you
I'm
out.
I'm not gonna read it.
No, you need to read it because it'll
motivate you.
It'll yeah. motivate you to get this done.
Know your enemy.
Once
yeah.
you're
every
in the
day.
Moth stage, they right. lay millions of eggs.
Right.
Millions.
The first
like,
you have, like you have to kill them right now.
I'm like I'm mad that she's even here with that shit going on in her
you
house.
Guys,
like, I'm worried it's gonna get on my clothes and come home.
I hope it does. But what I do?
Why? Why would you wish that on me?
Because this right here, what you're doing, not letting me finish. I do clean it. I come home every day and I spray the ceiling. And they just come back.
Yeah, that one spot.
It's like I have these eight spots where one will sit in one
it's
spot.
It's weird that they like those spots.
It's very strange. I don't know what it is. So I keep spraying. So I'll clean the thing off and then I'll spray it with bleach. Why do they keep growing on bleach?
I liked AJ's thought on this whole thing as it started that, because you were seeing maggots on your ceiling and you have a person that lives upstairs.
Right.
And that's AJ thought, well, maybe the person died and it's just like.
I thought Granny bought the farm upstairs.
Just dead. Yeah.
Right, because right. that could easily be the story. And Pam would never smell anything horrible because her place smells so bad. She would not smell a dead body
She'd
upstairs.
Be like, Roxy, what'd you do?
That's yeah. what I'm blaming on.
Right.
Roxy.
Who also just got skunked, but sprayed by a skunk. So now it's.
She got skunked?
She's got.
Oh.
So now it's even stinkier.
So now you have that smell in your house.
It's just a mess.
It's a mess.
I just can't ever be clean and organized. I really try. That's the thing.
So if you ever have a partner, that's what they'll need to bring to the table.
They'll have to be clean. They
right.
really do.
Yeah, but tolerant. They can't be that person that's like, oh my God, again?
Yeah, total
like,
list here.
When are you going to put this shit away? It's like, what? Everything's neat?
Yeah, they just need to clean for me.
Nothing invites people into home like a mixture of bleach and skunk.
Bleach,
Isn't that
skunk,
Irish pub, the bleach and skunk?
Dead mice floating in a frying pan.
Ugh, I don't right. want to go home. I haven't gone
Random
grocery shopping.
Random dog poop.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Just it's just bad. I haven't eaten.
Bras that haven't been washed.
Right.
That too.
Yeah.
It's a mess. I haven't gone grocery shopping because I haven't wanted food in my house and I don't want to cook in my house.
Right. At this point, you should just go apartment shopping.
I know.
Right. You should just live somewhere else.
Yeah. Not clean at all.
Right.
And just walk in and out of that place to get stuff.
Just tell your
like
landlord, keep the deposit and good luck with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Take Roxy
Enjoy.
And just go.
Just get in the Jeep and go.
See ya.
Right.
Phil has family photos coming up.
Yep. October 11th.
Look at my bow ties.
I think you should all dress the same.
You should.
Yes.
Why would we do that?
Like a bunch
That's
of like encyclopedias.
It's funny.
Yeah. We're all different people.
Right. But it's one family.
Why make it serious? Why don't you have a little fun with it?
Oh, do you have a theme yet?
I have no idea. This is all my mother's plan. All she did was send an email and was like, you better save this date. They're coming and you got to be here.
Yes, the Manson family.
Well, that'd be funny.
Yeah, exactly. You're all dressed like your dad.
Just dress
Manson.
Everyone wears white,
right,
but then have blood splatter everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody wears a Snuggie like a coat.
No, I got it. Everyone should do something from their past.
Right.
In the picture. So
oh,
Phil should have the hamster with the blood.
Yes.
Right, your dad's throwing an apple at a goose.
Right. No, he's got a dead goose in his hand, strangling it.
Okay, your mom is chain smoking.
Chain smoking, yeah.
Right.
He doesn't smoke anymore.
But it's from the past.
Yeah, or no, yelling at like a restaurant person.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right by the table. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Your sisters have no idea.
Look at JoJo do.
Mm. What would JoJo do?
Yeah.
JoJo.
Mm. Whole sign saying I don't know them.
JoJo, when she was really young, was very attached to my mom to the point where, like, when she was like 12 years old, we'd go out places and she'd be like the girl, like, koala'd onto my mom's leg.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, right. Okay.
Have her mom's leg.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In a koala fit.
Perfect. Yep. Have her do that.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So far, the theme's awesome. It's a piece of their past.
I like it.
So is Amanda going to be in the family picture?
She was invited, as was Jenny's boyfriend, Brett.
Wow.
Yeah, so you take a picture with the family, but then you also include them. So this way, if, you know, down the road, someone's no longer in the...
Part of
that. You don't have to, like, hey, can you Photoshop this person out?
Exactly, just get the scissors.
Or you put them on the ends.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And just cut the
crop
photo.
Them out
cut
in
the
case. Photo. Just in case, you never know.
Right.
Things happen.
Right, you never know. Nothing is guaranteed. In
hey, this is a big deal. It's
exactly.
The Antonelli family photo.
Right. See, I really thought I wasn't looking forward to it, but now I'm really not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Now, all this is going to be going through my head. It's going to be really awkward.
Wait, your parents hear this.
You guys should do that classic pose that every family has to do where they lie on each other's stomach.
Oh, please. Please do that, Phil.
Absolutely not.
Make it a Christmas photo, just like rabbis make it away to the world.
You should do like a throwback photo, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, you're in diapers.
Right.
JoJo's in diapers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Your dad's in a sweater vest with smoking a pipe.
Right.
Your mom's June Cleaver.
All right, maybe not.
Or do a recreation of an old family photo where you guys wear like similar outfits and you do the same pose.
Right. When was the last family photo back in when you were in high school?
Probably 10 years ago. I was in college.
All right, so we're dressed like Seattle. Yeah, that's 20 years ago.
What?
Yeah, what?
That?
I was just thinking the time period.
Oh, I got you.
Like
that was more than 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Oh, like grunge.
Exactly. Everybody dresses grungy.
Yes.
10 years ago.
Right. Okay. Well,
well,
I think we're going to get good comedy out of it no matter how it comes out.
Exactly, okay.
Right.
I'll send you photos.
Your dad's going to make it funny. Yeah. He's going to do something and it's going to be funny.
He's going to snap and yell at all of you.
This is where I take after my
mom. Mom will.
Mostly in my life, I take after my mom, but this is like, I hate this shit. I hate photos. You know I hate photo day. We've talked about this on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know why it gives me such anxiety.
You never dress up for it.
I hate it. I was told dress like you work at a radio station. I'm like, okay. So like how I do every day? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay. And then I got yelled at. Like, we can't use any of these photos because you're wearing a fucking Flash shirt. Like you're wearing like some superhero shirt. We can't send it out to clients. So he's like, oh, dress like you're at the toy drive. Like, okay. Like, do you want red and green or just like sweater vest and a button down?
You said that.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he's just like an elf. That'd been funny. Just to watch him go,
oh, I didn't know you got yelled at for a flash
shirt.
You
also looked drunk on photo day, too. Like, you were very hairy for some, like, extra hairy. And you looked like you had bloodshot eyes.
I'd be stoned more than drunk.
Yeah, like maybe because you were just very tired.
Right. I don't know.
Because I remember hearing Keith yelling
at that. I never liked photo day. I've always hated it.
Just get it done. I told my photographer at my wedding, don't stop the moment to pose us for shit. Your job is to capture the moment, not fuck it up.
Okay, keep rolling.
I didn't say it exactly like that.
I was like, how do those photos
You should be out? Seen, not heard, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
That cake's not for you.
At that point, I had DJed at a million weddings and I saw photographers fuck my shit up and fuck up the moment because they're like, oh, wait, stop. Okay, now hold this. No. That's not your job. Your job is to capture the moment.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
My job is to make a moment. Don't fuck my moment up.
Right. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
And can I take a picture of it?
Yeah.
And we never got the photos.
Get a photo of this shot.
The photos were excellent.
There you go. And the guy shit his pants.
That's right. Guy shit his pants. He knew what to do.
And then I took a picture of it.
He didn't fuck it up.
Like a Rorschach test.
Yeah. We got the Marconis on Thursday. So a week from today, we'll know.
Exactly. Right. If we did it or not.
So AJ first has to get on a plane. So we're doing the show Thursday. We get off the air. We get right into Strip Club Ryan's Uber Mercedes.
Yeah. Should we put some on the seats or what?
God.
And, yeah, right. He's transported strippers in that car multiple times.
Yeah, it's probably DNA on there.
Right. We should put some plastic down because I'm traveling in my suit.
Right.
We're landing in Nashville at 5 o'clock their time. The event starts at 6.
Oh, my God.
So I'm hoping there's no delay and there's no traffic from the airport to this venue.
Right.
Apparently, the airport's close. So that's good.
Yeah.
But it's a Friday at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So apparently there's a happy hour, like a cocktail hour when guests arrive. So it's not going to start until like really 7 o'clock with the awards.
And it probably won't really get rolling until like 8 o'clock.
Well, I doubt that. I think like I think this is pretty buttoned up.
Oh, really?
I think by 7 o'clock, the first award will be given out.
Are we drinking or what?
Yeah.
Well, you do whatever you want.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Well, I'm not going to drink before our category is announced.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll get baked.
Right.
Right.
And I don't know if we get instructions as to like, all right, if you guys are, you know, if you guys do go up there, one person speaks or this is how long you have.
Eye candy, yeah.
I looked up a couple of speeches online.
And
they seem all very short, 30 to 40 seconds tops.
Thank you.
And no one goes through a list of thank yous.
Right.
It's very unlike radio.
Right. Yeah. I feel like you could tell radio people are running this. 30, 40 seconds, get off the stage.
Right, because
and don't go through a list of thank yous because people don't want to hear a list of people's names they don't know.
Yeah, do people do bits or do people like just go up and just be very gracious?
Not enough posted on there to give you an educated answer on that, but there are a couple of speeches and, you know, they're just, thank my partner, blah, 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 whatever. This is a great honor.
Can I just yell, it's fucking awesome, thank you, and then walk off?
You do whatever. I think it's your time to do whatever you want.
Thank you. I just wanted to shock
Just let me go first.
Okay.
Right? Then you can say whatever you want.
In case I get thrown out.
I'll be really brief.
I'll be in the parking lot with
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
Well, we may not get a chance to speak.
We might not, no.
There's four other shows nominated, five total with us.
Right.
And, hey, I like our chances. I feel like our chances are just as good as any other show.
Yeah, we're equal.
Right? The advantage I think we have is that for the last 20, 30 years, the people at the NAB have seen our show in various industry newspapers and websites.
Yeah.
Doing good stuff.
Exactly.
So it's not like, well, we just had a good year.
No.
Like they know, looking back, we've had a good career.
We've been consistent with helping others.
True.
9/11.
Right, exactly.
Toy drives.
Right.
You know,
the veteran stuff we've done.
Sandy Hook.
Right.
Like veterans.
Storms.
Cops, you name it.
Storms.
Storms.
Yep. We've been there.
So, you know, who knows?
Yep.
And again, out of thousands of shows, for us to be one of five, that's the win.
It's still huge. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So if we don't come back with it, then I think we do what we talked about, and that's come up with the almost Marconi award.
Right.
And we bring it to events and we drink out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we make it like a Stanley Cup.
Right. The Barconi.
But you have to get on a plane first, so good luck.
I do. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? I could take my Xanax. The only problem is that there might be loopy when we can rely on the other side. Be like, hey, you won. Like, bah, da, bah, boop, bah, bah.
Maybe take it then.
Well, that's the problem I get loopy in the airport. Then we get into the airplane, like, that, and I snap out of it, and I'm back to, like, tense again.
Yeah.
You know, that happened in Ireland. We were walking through, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. I'm like, I'm loopy, I'm laughing, I'm having a good time. We got in the plane, and I woke right the fuck up.
Oh. So maybe take it right when you're walking on the plane.
I think you should take it 20 minutes before they announce our category.
I think so, too. And then just, it could be
That
epic.
Would be a fucking riot. You go up completely Xanaxed out.
Right.
Okay, well, then you definitely cannot drink before you go up there, then.
Yeah, the guy went up there and died.
It would be funny, though.
Yeah, and this should be the one time I don't say anything and you just speak. We'll just go up and you just do all the talking on Xanax.
I love you. I love you all. I love you. Yeah, this guy. This is the guy over here. I love you.
All the biggest names are there.
Right.
Jeff is there.
The owner of, we're sitting at a table with the owner of our company.
Oh, Jeff's going?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
How do you not know that?
I thought it was just me, you, and Keith.
Really?
No, we're sitting at a Connoisseur Media table.
Oh, so we're not drinking.
Which will include the nominees from our Long Island sister station.
Right. Okay.
I believe Walk, right?
Yeah.
Station
Walk.
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 Yeah.
Ah.
Well, look, it's a great honor. Okay. And again, you know, from this point forward, we'll always be like, it, you know, when we're written about it, it'll be like, they were nominated for a Marconi.
Exactly. Marconi nominees.
Yeah. Yep. So-
And so, that's a huge honor. Thank you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I still want the fucking award, though.
Yeah, no, we do.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yes.
But I'm not going to feel like it's
It's
happens, a loss if we don't win.
Right.
Like, I feel like that part's out of our control. We did enough to get nominated.
And no one at our table is, like, nominated for the same award, right?
No, because that would be awkward.
Right, because I was gonna
there's
say,
no way I can act like...
Well, no. See, I was thinking sabotage.
Oh.
Yeah. They go to get their award.
How would you do it?
I trip them?
I trip them before they get it. Ah, oh, look, this person's drunk. You're giving awards to a drunk person.
Well, you just run up and say, on behalf of Walk,
yeah.
I accept this honor.
I just
honor.
Put a Connie on their ass.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just come in and, no, I'm sorry, but we had the best one going on.
Yeah.
AJ, like, accidentally squirts ketchup on the front of their dress. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just wanted some.
That is, I didn't even think about that. Like, just say Walk wins.
Right.
We don't.
Uh-huh.
We're stuck sitting at this table with the fucking award across from us.
Right.
Right.
Right. In which case, I create diversion and steal the award.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I must have ate something. I got to go. I'm sick.
I can get re-engraved.
I know a guy.
Yeah. Yep. Well, again, the nomination is the win. And then anything else after that is the cherry.
Just if you guys get on stage, you got to like FaceTime Pam and I live.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, right. That'd be nutty.
Yep.
Pam will be like arm deep in worms.
Ugh.
Yay!
Phil's posing for a photo.
Yeah.
It's our
next benefit, Pam's house.
Yep.
Deworm Pam.
Deworm Pam.
Right.
Can we actually, though?
anything else going on? Did we miss anything? I think that's it, right? We met Charlotte Nash.
Yes. What a sweet, funny lady.
She's tremendous.
After what she's been through, to still have a sense of humor is amazing.
What a damn survivor she is. First of all, she gets ripped apart by an ape and she lives.
Yeah.
Like, they looked at her. They were like, all right, she's dead.
Yeah. They walked away from her.
They're in the kitchen sobbing.
And she said,
and then she picks her arms up.
I'm still here. Hello.
That's badass, man. That is badass. Yep. Like, that's a will to live. And then she's at the hospital. They call her brother in. Come on in. We're going to unplug your sister. She doesn't have any brain activity. And she comes out of it.
See?
Yeah.
Don't
what the hell?
Yeah. Like,
right
here. Hey. I'm not ready.
Don't count her out.
And she walks around like when she held her arms up in that video, you know, that was incredible.
Yep. She's an amazing, amazing woman. God bless her.
It was very awesome of her to request us to do the interview, and we were honored.
I'm so glad I met her.
Yeah. Good people.
Yep.
All right. Everyone have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Have a nice weekend.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.